Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, County Commissioner Andy Shore. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. A sunny day in mid-Michigan. We'll take that. As I introduced you, current county commissioner, you're looking for another title in front of your name, though, running for the seat now held by Representative Joan Bauer. You're going to make a run at the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I'm looking very seriously at it. I've been a county commissioner for 8 years. I've got quite a bit accomplished. You know, the results, I believe, are there. And now, with Representative Bauer being term limited out, there is an open seat, and you know, I after talking to a lot of people and looking at my record and my experience and being able to hit the ground running, because I know people throughout the legislature, having support from a variety of the House Democratic Caucus members, you know, I've decided this is the time. We've got a website up. It's www.andyshore.com. Having my second fundraiser June 13th. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. It's been pretty busy, but the campaign's been going terrific. We had one fundraiser, raised quite a bit of money. Just the outpouring of support has been incredible, and it's going to keep it going for the next, you know, 14, 15 months until August.
Well, and fundraising is a big part of it, isn't it? You need a lot of dollars to make a run at these seats.
Absolutely, absolutely. You need to show that you have the support. You need money to run an appropriate campaign. You want to make sure that folks know who you are and what you stand for and what you will bring to the table. I need to explain to them why I'm the best person for the seat. I need to explain to them how I can hit the ground running and how, you know, experience really does matter in something like this. And yet I've got a young family, so I'm going to put my family on the brochures that people get and let folks know that, you know, I'm going through what they're going through. So and do a lot of that, raise a lot of money, you know, do some brochures, talk to people at their doors, go to events, the whole nine yards.
Why are you the best person for the seat? You asked the question.
I did ask the question.
You did ask the question, so I'm going to ask it back.
I did. Well, you know, of those who are looking at it, or really, in my mind, I've been serving as a county commissioner for 8 years. I've got the experience on the local level, and I know how government works. I've worked in the legislature for state senator and now Congressman Gary Peters, and for state representative Paul Condino in the House Democratic Caucus. After that, I've served for the last 5 years as an advocate for cities in the legislature. So I know the players, I know the people, I know the issues. I've got a young family. Education is tremendously important to me, not hypothetically, because it's a good thing, because I've got a son who's 6 years old in Lansing Public Schools. I've got a daughter who's 5 years old who's about to go into Lansing Public Schools. Education's important to me. When we see big education cuts, I know how that's going to affect families because I've got my kids in there now. I know how important resources parks are to people. I know how important economic development is to the city of Lansing and to Michigan. I know how important creating jobs is. I know these issues because I'm living them. I've been working them in the legislature, in the House, for the last 15 years. And once I get in there, I've got the context to get things done, you know, on both sides of the aisle. I can work with the Republicans, but I can fight them when I believe that they're wrong. And I don't know that there's any other candidate that has the mix of local government experience, contacts, and ability to get things done in the legislature right now, youth and energy, all of that. I don't know that there's anyone out there who's got that package.
Well, there might be kind of a big field looking at this seat. You're, of course, running as a Democrat. Is it possible for a Republican to win? I'm hearing that it isn't in that area.
You know, they're going to rewrite the seats, but in the Lansing area, generally, a Democrat has won, and I would expect will continue to win. I'm proud to say that I live in an area where they believe in Democratic ideals of, you know, providing services for education, for, you know, creating jobs, providing for the needy, the less well-off than others. I think Lansing is generally a Democratic area. I would expect there'll be a few people getting into the race, and you know, I'm gonna worry about me. I'm gonna tell my story and see if voters are interested in having that serving in the state house.
When we had a moment to talk before we got started, we were talking about the district right now that Representative Joan Bauer represents. She is term limited. I've got a couple directions to go with this. First of all, what do you think of term limits?
I'm not a big fan of term limits. You know, it's a very short time. You know, Representative Bauer is tremendous, and she's only been there 5 years. And as soon as she's really got it all figured out, she's kicked out and can never serve again. Her and inmates can never serve again.
Oh.
So, you know, it's, you know, I'm not a big fan. I think that we've got people, serious people, who need to deal with serious issues, with budget deficits and with, you know, new pension taxes and with, you know, all of the main big issues, the legislature going after workers and things like that. We need people who've been around, who have the experience, who understand the issues, who understand how to press the right buttons, who know who all the players are. And term limits is basically anti that. Term limits says we're going to take the most inexperienced people and we're going to put them in and expect them to get a budget, you know, multi-billion dollar budget done, expect them to work together even though they don't know each other. I'm not a big fan of it, and I don't think it's working. I don't think it's helping us right now, and it takes the good people and kicks them out. So I'm not a big fan.
We have heard that over and over again, getting up to speed on the learning curve for new folks is not as efficient, perhaps.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes... If I asked around, I bet people would say it takes a good, you know, year and a half, 2 years to really understand the process and be able to get things done for new legislators. And that's a third of your whole service in the state house, assuming you serve the whole time. If you get all 6 years, you're spending a third of the time learning. And that's one of the things that I provide. I don't have to spend that third of the time learning. I know how to get a bill. I know how to get it introduced. I know how to work a bill through the House. I know how to work with the senators because, you know, I know them. I've got support from the House Democrats, from several of the representatives. So I think that's something that I offer, that just being in and around the system, living in Lansing and working as an employee in the House and as an advocate and even serving in local government. I think all of that helps me kind of get around the problems that term limits cause, because I can get in on day one, whereas others may need more time.
You talk about the public schools and cuts to education. I'm wondering, as you watch the budget process go through, because I know you know you're watching all of that very closely. What are your thoughts with young kids in the school system in Lansing? Are you concerned about the school system in Lansing?
A little bit, yeah, I am. I mean, my son goes to school in Lansing. Like I said, my daughter will be. I'm concerned about. I want to make sure that we have the appropriate class sizes. They're small enough so the teachers can focus on, you know, different needs of the different kids. You know, some kids excel in one area and don't excel in other areas, and the teachers need to be able to work with the different kids. And the more kids in a class, the harder that is. I'm concerned about that. You know, I'm concerned about school closures and budget deficits and having the appropriate resources. And I'm concerned about us not, you know, being able to pay teachers well enough and not supporting the teachers in the right way. I'm concerned about all of that. And, you know, the more I hear people talk about Lansing schools and, you know, they don't want their kids to go there because there are other schools and better schools, that's, you know, I disagree with that. I think Lansing Schools works and is effective, and we need to support it, and we need to support the teachers to be able to help the kids on different levels and all of that. So I am concerned, but I'm not just concerned and screaming at the wind. I want to be concerned and get in there and do what I can to help make it better.
We hear from candidates a lot, Andy, you know, I'm ready to do this, I'm ready to get in. Why do you think you can make a difference?
Kind of everything I've said. I can make a difference because I have the connections, I have the knowledge of the issues, the information, and I have the pulse of the community by representing a good chunk of Lansing for 8 years. I think I can take everything I know, and I know how to talk to the residents and how to hear from them, hear what their issues are, and I can convert that into action in the state house. And again, with only 6 years max, that needs to happen on day one, and that's what I can provide. I've been blogging for the last, I don't know, 2 years. I blog once a week, and that's something that most people don't do, and I've got people who tell me, you know, they read about the issues and they appreciate it. No one knew what county government did, and now some people do.
I read the blog on a regular basis, and that brings me to another point. I'm going to have to call you back to talk about county commission issues because we're out of time for this. But okay. I wanted to hear from you about all of this, and I appreciate your time tremendously. And I'll call back and reschedule a time to talk about county commission issues because those are vitally important.
Any day, anytime.
Very good. Thank you, Andy, so much. We'll look for you on social media. I know you're there all the time, and a lot of great information. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. County Commissioner Andy Shore. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.